Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Football Scoop Podcast. I'm Scott Roussel. I've got college football experts Zach Barnett, John Bryce, Doug Samuels. Gentlemen, great to see you all. For those who are not watching along on YouTube, I'm wearing my Auburn orange because it's a new day. It's a new dawn. War Eagle. Hugh Freeze is playing golf. Okay, moving on. Hugh Freeze is out. DJ Durkin's interim head coach. All eyes are like, hey, let's finish out strong. But all eyes, truthfully, for Auburn are who's the next coach? What are we going to do? How do we keep a couple of the really key players that we have and keep them happy? There's a lot to it, but that's where we are. Anybody have any opening thoughts on this move?
Is Auburn the most aligned of the SEC jobs right now?
Define aligned, because I would say the answer is no, but go on.
They generally know what the heck they're doing and who's – let's start right here. They're head of LSU and who's making the decision, because AD John Cohen came out and said yesterday that he is the committee and he will be making the hire. Whether that's a good thing or not, I guess it remains to be seen, but they can't answer that question at LSU right now.
I agree with you, but history would tell you Auburn has struggled with some of these decisions, right, in football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yes. So Auburn being aligned, there are a couple of major donors. Auburn's got some significant donors. A couple of them are very, very meaningful. And they do have – they have a direct access to John. John says, I'm making the decision. The president fully supports John and supports football. Everybody at Auburn supports football. Auburn, the universe, the community is completely aligned. It's just been the hiring that hasn't been great in the past few cycles.
I feel like we can't talk about the hire without talking about, and to Zach's point, how aligned they are. Auburn just seems like one of those places where boosters or influential people have more say than it typically appears to be. And I know Cohen, John addressed that yesterday saying, I am the man, I will make the decision. And there's no booster or anyone else kind of voicing their opinion that's going to sway me. But you look at the Brian Harsin era and they tried to cook up a scandal to get out of a buyout and get him out the door. So there's certainly some interesting dynamics involved here at Auburn, just as there are at LSU, it would seem.
Yeah, I think alignment is a fleeting term often in the SEC. And I think I will say this, the perception is that Auburn could be considered a better job than LSU right now because of the alignment. And I had a college coach called me last night who's coached in the SEC, the ACC, and beyond, who was saying, like, wouldn't you go to Auburn over LSU right now? Because at least you know who your boss is going to be and you know who's calling the shots. And I gave my opinion, which did not agree with that. And I also more or less just drove home the point that I think alignment in the SEC is very fleeting. There's alignment right now at Tennessee because Dondi Plowman and Danny White are very unified, and there's some growing alignment in some other spots. And then there are not, there are places where there's not alignment, and Auburn seems to have alignment on the surface right now, but Auburn also just went through this bizarre transition of power from Bruce Pearl to Stephen Pearl, with timing as such that the job could only be handed to Stephen Pearl. And so how much alignment is there, or how much wisdom in the administration is there when you have that unfolding over the course of the summer? So Auburn's a great job. I believe that. I know some people on Twitter were asking me, like, who does Auburn even think they're going to get? Are they even the fifth best job in this cycle? And I don't know if they're the fifth best in this cycle or the third best or the seventh best, but I would contend that Auburn's a top 20 job anywhere in college football.
I'd put it in top 10. So full disclosure, I've got a daughter who is a Auburn student. I live in Baton Rouge, so I have a lot of depth of knowledge of LSU and recent knowledge of Auburn. I've got the Auburn Creed sitting right there. And when I read it to you guys in a second, I think it's pretty clear who they should hire. Allow me to read to you the Auburn Creed, because I think it's fantastic. And I also think it tells you, if the decision makers, John Cone, listens to this, reads this, and believes this, the hire is pretty clear. I believe this is a practical world, that I can count only on what I earn. Therefore, I believe in work, hard work. I believe in education, which gives me the knowledge to work wisely and trains my mind and my hands to work skillfully. I believe in honesty and truthfulness, without which I cannot win the respect and confidence of my fellow men. I believe in a sound mind and a sound body and a spirit that's not afraid, and in clean sports to develop these qualities. I believe in obedience to law because it protects the rights of all. I believe in the human touch, which cultivates sympathy with my fellow men and mutual helpfulness and brings happiness for all. I believe in my country because it's a land of freedom and because it is my own home, and that I can best serve that country by doing justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly with my God. And because Auburn men and women believe in these things, I believe in Auburn and love it. When I read that and I think about it for about a millisecond, I said they're going to hire John Sumrall. John Sumrall embodies that creed. Hard work, truthfulness, honesty, fair competition, believing in community and men working together for a greater purpose. It's John Sumrall. He's an Arkansas kid, recruited his butt off throughout the SEC. And then at Troy, Troy's a stone's throw away, knows lay of the land, knows how to recruit fertile, fertile ground in the state of Alabama and the surrounds. So go back, Gus, Malzahn, Hugh, John is... He's the hardest working guy out of that group. He's the best recruiter out of that group. He's the most local guy out of that group. I don't know why the search has to take very long, to be honest.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And I think if you're Auburn, your pitch, if you're John Cohen, and you're able to sit at a table with John Sumrall's representatives, I will be hiring you. You will be reporting to me, and I will work hand in hand with you to make this program the best it can possibly be. LSU cannot tell you the same thing, in all honesty. So if you want to, LSU is a great job. We've competed for national championships right alongside them. We've shown we can go toe to toe with Alabama and Georgia when we have all the BBs in the box, so to speak. So everything you want to do at LSU, everything you want to do at any SEC school, you can do here. And we actually have the pieces in place to make it go happen.
When I go to Auburn and I go out at night, I go to dinner, I run into Bruce Pearl. I run into Stephen Pearl. And those guys are holding court in restaurants. Last time I was there, I sat at the table with Bruce Pearl at Lucy's. And everyone there was laughing with him and talking with him. That's the type of thing. By the way, I've been to Auburn as a guest of Hugh's and never seen Hugh out. That's the type of thing John Sumrall, that's what he's doing uptown New Orleans. He goes out and has so much fun with the Tulane faithful. And they are like, they lock arms with him and walk onto the field. Tulane loves John Sumrall. And an Auburn, really small town that is, if they had a guy they can lock arms with and say, I'm going to battle with that dude, this is going to sound ridiculous, but even if they lost a couple of games, if they saw him all in, he's living the Auburn Creed, they're going to love the guy. And they're like, that's my dude. Hey, we'll go undefeated next year. Hey, we lost a couple this year. We fought hard. We had all the right kids. Ball just didn't go our way at the end. Lost a couple games. That's okay. We're in.
I do think fit matters tremendously, and that Sumrall understands it from growing up in Texarkana to playing in the SEC to having coached at Troy and spending so much part of his time there. I think he understands those small communities and the importance of the fabric of community. And I think he has to be among the tip-top candidates on your search list. Do you not also look at the other side of that coin and at least call Eli Drinkwitz and have a conversation with him? He's coached there before. He's never had a program that's had the most resources available to him, but he's won some huge games. He parlayed one season at App into the Missouri job and then has climbed to a level of sustained competitiveness and winning at Missouri. It's the Cotton Bowl win against Ohio State. Whether or not Ohio State coaches were out partying the night before the game or not, it's irrelevant. Missouri still won that game on the field with a vastly inferior roster. Look, John Summerall and Eli Drinkwitz are linchpin figures in coaching searches at Auburn, LSU, and Florida. And I think the team or the program or university that moves the quickest gets the coach that they decide is the best one for them. And I think Drinkwitz and Summerall are going to be prominent in all three of those. And you can debate which one should be 1A and which one should be 1B or whatever. But to that point, Auburn is in a advantageous position over LSU. And you could contend even in an advantageous position over Florida, even though Florida made its move a few weeks ago, just because Florida has had no shortage of dysfunction as well. And Scott Strickland's had his own issues there.
Summerall grew up in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
You said, do you go all in there? Or do you also have to have a conversation with Drink? In my opinion, Auburn has to have conversations with others because you got these other SEC programs lurking. And you got to know you got your guy locked down. You got to have a fallback and you got to be ready. And I do think Drink makes a lot of sense. I think there's some other guys as well. But to me, Summerall's at the top of the list. Who else could be on the list? Yeah, I've seen guys banter around Fish. James Franklin.
Yeah.
I just don't see Auburn going to bat. Like, I don't see the town be like, man, that's my guy. But maybe I'm wrong. Who else?
Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo's being pushed. CAA believes Jimbo is a viable option there and has had that discussion for sure. All right, give me the pitch for Jimbo.
I think coaches have coaches I've talked to believe that Jimbo Fisher is a viable option for there. If he's willing to, and it seems that he is so eager to get back in, he probably would be. Much like we've discussed with James Franklin at, say, Virginia Tech, Jimbo Fisher could come in and have his contract structured to where he takes a moderate salary in the first 2 to 3 years so that Auburn has more revenue to invest into player acquisition and retention, and he builds a roster that way. He's coached previously at Auburn. He won a national championship at Florida State. He's done big things as an assistant coach already in the SEC. And, if he's willing to be flexible on his offense and modernize it some, then what he's done is irrefutable all across the footprint that Auburn has to be successful in.
Yeah, that's the key question for me with Jimbo is that when I look at Auburn's recent history, your last three head coaches were offensive guys, which in theory gives you stability because you're pitching quarterbacks. All right, who's going to develop me? What system am I going to play in? Coordinator may come and go, but I'm the head coach. We're going to run my offense. We're going to speak my language, and I'll get you from point A to point B, hopefully the NFL, by the time you leave here. And that just has not been the case. They hired Gus Malzahn. Gus did good things there. They hired Gus because he had familiarity with Auburn, and he gave Nick Saban fits. They hired Brian Harsin for reasons no one on earth can possibly explain. They hired Hugh Freeze because he gave Nick Saban fits. And they have had the opposite of stability on the offensive side at Auburn. I mean, it seems like it's a yearly thing. Who's calling plays this year at Auburn? They didn't know, and this year they didn't know who's calling plays on second down. They didn't know who it went down to down. They having an offensive minded head coach created instability there because multiple guys couldn't decide if they should call the plays or not. So now you're going to Jimbo, who was run out at A&M because he wouldn't give up play calling and his offense was behind the times. I'd be very, very wary of that if I was Auburn. Frankly, if I'm an Auburn fan, I'd be sick of that. And part of the appeal, and I could see why programs want to hire an offensive-minded head coach, because it's stability for your most important position. But for me, part of the appeal of Summerall is I know he's going to be the head coach. He's not going to have the play sheet. He's not going to be involved in play calling. I assume he brings Joe Craddock with him, Alabama native who was with him at Troy and Tulane. If Auburn experiences success, Joe Craddock would be a head coaching candidate pretty quickly after that. We'll deal with that once it comes. But if I'm an Auburn fan, I want a defensive minded head coach simply because my offensive coordinator is going to be my offensive coordinator.
I'm with you. I think with regards to Craddock, I think Craddock's had some interest already for head coaching opportunities. And if Craddock were to do that, I think there's a long list of guys who want to be in that role for some role. I mean, that's one of the appeals of going after him and lock him in ASAP.
Yeah, I don't disagree with, like, again, the program, institution, what have you, that acts with the most expediency gets its top choice. And if Auburn's top choice is John Summerall, it has positioned itself to make that happen. Now, you know better than me because you're in Baton Rouge, but it sounds like that LSU is getting its new president today. And
supposed to today, yep.
Yeah, so, and it sounds like there may be the chance to create some alignment at LSU if that goes as expected. But again, Auburn is still out in front. Cohen has sent a clear message, a much clearer message, I think, from Cohen than what we've heard in any of these other SEC openings. I do think that's significant. And to people who say, oh, the message doesn't matter, coaches watch those press conferences. They parse every single word of these guys that they could be working for. They study body language. If they're thinking about this kind of move, seismic move for their families, they study the body language the way they study film for an upcoming opponent. They want to know everything they can about the person and about the job. You're laughing, Scott, but I'm not wrong on that.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's that significant. And this is it. Like, Summerall has coached for 20 years to be positioned for this type of opportunity. And one other note I can tell you I got from someone directly associated with Kentucky last night is, ooh boy, Kentucky fans are going to be so pissed that they're going to miss out on John Summerall. So that's the narrative. That's who somebody is getting with John Summerall, whichever program that is.
Yep. All right, gentlemen, anything else at Auburn?
I would say they probably have to kick the tires on Brent Key. And you and I have talked about this, Scott. I think Georgia Tech, much like Vanderbilt with Clark Lee, has not done all it could in a timely manner to secure Brent Key. And also, it's worth noting that in the state of Georgia, Georgia Tech has that, you think, oh, Georgia Tech, maybe it's a private institution. It kind of has that upper academic air to it. It's not a private institution. It's a public institution. And a lot of the people in the state of Georgia that make decisions about higher education and funding and all of that are University of Georgia loyalists, as it was explained to me. And so Georgia Tech has a new AD that didn't hire Brent Key. Presumably Brent Key was involved in those conversations to bring him down from Tennessee, Ryan Alpert. But Georgia Tech needs to move with great haste, or Auburn, Florida, some of these programs, maybe even a Penn State. There are more and more people kicking the tires on Brent Key every week, despite their disappointing loss over the weekend to NC State.
Brent Key knows the state of Alabama exceedingly well as well from his time at Alabama, but also Georgia Tech is like hour 45 from Auburn. I mean, basically right there. Yeah, I'm with you. He's hard-nosed. He's just ball coach type of guy that Auburn could get behind as well. Yeah, I hear you on that one. It's not a bad fallback idea.
Whoever the next head coach is, I'd like to see some face mask stability. Auburn has absolutely fantastic uniforms, but they'll wear orange or white or blue. Just stick with the blue face mask and you're top of the line in the SEC.
Oh, no. The metallic orange face mask is the road, bro.
No, just stick with the Navy.
I want Doug's doing thumbs up or something down here. I want to know his thoughts.
I mean, I feel like we've talked about a number of SEC job openings, and we are slow to mention John Gruden. Is this one where Gruden can get involved, or is you know, to me, I think like an Arkansas or something would be more likely to roll the dice on a John Gruden. But I mean, Auburn's already hired someone that has a scandal in their background, so you know, they're not afraid of that. It doesn't scare them off. I feel like Gruden's image has been rehabbed a lot through his partnership with Barstool, and I could see him, and I've never been to Auburn, but I could see him at an Auburn restaurant just holding court and telling stories and doing a lot of those same things. But I see Scott shaking his head. That's a no.
I don't think Gruden factors into the Auburn search whatsoever. I think he's tried to have some conversations with Arkansas people. I think he's got some people in the state of Florida, in the Tampa area specifically, who have advocated for him at the University of Florida. I think that in 2026, Gruden's back in coaching somewhere. If Alex Golish makes that leap, if Alex Golish is your next Arkansas head coach, I would be stunned if John Gruden doesn't have every opportunity to become South Florida's next head coach.
Good point.
Can John Gruden – I'll give him that he could spell NIL, but can he do anything beyond – can he explain it beyond that?
He can hire someone that knows it, and he's just a ball coach. That's the hat I see John Gruden wearing in 2026, getting back into it.
And look, like he knows player acquisition from being in the NFL and having as much say at that time as any head coach anywhere in terms of dictating – personnel and who they were going to draft and who they liked in a draft and what draft strategies were. He knows working with numbers and salary caps. He's stayed in contact with some of his Tampa Bay Bucks financial officers throughout the years. They're still some of his best friends. And we saw John Gruden doing Hooters commercials when Hooters that were actually relevant as a restaurant. And you think he couldn't use his contacts to get NIL deals for players? I don't have any doubts. And also, he does his football school, his fired former football coaches academy, and he meets with guys all the time, and he's meeting with college coaches all the time. So I think he's more attuned to the current game than maybe casual observers on the outside would realize. But John Gruden's just a football lifer, and he would devour every component necessary to give his program a chance to be successful.
Let me – in the sake of just thinking through everything, a couple of years ago, Kane Womack was the hottest guy at South Alabama, you know, in Mobile, winning 11 games or something crazy like that, takes the defensive coordinator job at Alabama. Not a great transition, doing better this year. Kane is extremely familiar with Auburn. Brother-in-law was there, is there. Kane factor in any way? Maybe. I mean, Kane would love the job. Has this 2 years at Bama made that a no-go?
I think they're a lot better on defensively this year after week one. But I mean, last year we were talking about, you know, people talking about them being on the hot seat, not playing the style of Alabama defense that they had been accustomed to. So I think that would be a really hard sell, I think, for Auburn fans and Auburn faithful.
Yeah, I don't see it at all. And I don't think, you know, Kane did a really nice job at South Alabama, and it's, you know, pretty criminal how far that program has fallen with all the resources and everything that they have and that they've devoted to it and the way that community supports it. But I don't see a scenario where Auburn could sell that, you know. And again, like, Alabama had too many defensive miscues a year ago. And even to open this season, they looked so terrible on defense against Florida State. Like, I just think not all of that remotely is Kane's fault. But he's got to earn back more equity that he lost by taking the chance on going to Alabama with Kalen DeBoer.
All right. I don't anticipate this in any way, but last time, Lane Kiffin was the darling. What do you think John Cohen and Lane Kiffin's relationship is these days?
I don't think. If we don't think things are trending positively for Lane to go to Florida or LSU, then I certainly don't think he's accepting Auburn this time around after he had the job 3 years ago if he had wanted it. So, I mean, Ole Miss right now is a better job than Auburn. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ole Miss has alignment. When we talked about SEC alignment, I should have started much earlier with Ole Miss, especially with the job that Keith Carter has done as athletics director and the way that they've galvanized support. Like, I think I mentioned this to you, Scott. I had a coach tell me last week, Ole Miss is, quote, finna become the Texas Tech of the SEC. They're getting their stuff together to go get any roster that they need.
And the appeal of LSU and the appeal of Florida is there's more talent in those states, and you are the only SEC school, at least in those states. And Auburn, you're never going to be the number one school in your own state.
Never. Even if there's a fire. Step Brothers reference.
Start putting some rings on. We'll talk about it. Down the road, boys. Down the road.
It'd take a lot of rings. It'd take a lot of rings after Saban. Just
one. Good stuff, John. War Eagle. With that, let's go get some football coach. See you guys soon.